is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network. It's Sunday night, and this is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network. A weekly look inside LSU athletics with exclusive interviews with coaches, student athletes, and administrators. And now, from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios on the campus of LSU, here is your host of LSU 60, Bill Frankes.
Good evening, Tiger fans. Welcome to this edition of LSU 60. We're presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. I'm Bill Frankes, here tonight with Jeff Palermo in the Capital One Bank Studios as we present LSU 60. Of course, yesterday was a tough day for the Tigers in Auburn. Auburn defeating LSU by a score of 48-11. We'll talk a little bit about that game this evening, and we'll look ahead to the next game for the Tigers. Of course, LSU is off this week with an open date, and LSU will return to Tiger Stadium on November the 14th, Saturday, November 14th, a 5 o'clock kickoff. The Tigers will take on the Alabama Crimson Tide. LSU has not defeated Alabama in Tiger Stadium since 2010, so an opportunity to reverse that streak. Both LSU and Alabama are off this week with open dates. So the next time the teams hit the field will be right here in Tiger Stadium as LSU takes on Bama 5 o'clock in Death Valley on Saturday, November 14th. We'll talk more about that game as well. Speaking of Alabama, the Crimson Tide is number 2 in both the AP poll and the coaches poll that were released earlier today. Let's run down the top 10 and give you where the SEC teams are ranked this evening. In the AP Top 25, Clemson hangs on to that number one ranking, though the Tigers of Clemson really had to struggle and come back from a 28-10 deficit to defeat Boston College yesterday, 34-28. But Clemson is number one, Alabama number two, Ohio State number three, followed by Notre Dame at four, Georgia is number five, Cincinnati is number six, then Texas A&M seventh, Florida is eighth, BYU 9, and Wisconsin is number 10. The only other SEC team to appear in the AP Top 25 is Auburn, which moves in at number 24 after defeating LSU yesterday. The coaches poll very similar, of course. Clemson is number 1, followed by Alabama, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. Georgia also number 5, Cincinnati 6, Texas A&M 7, Florida 8, BYU 9. And here the poll differs at number 10, Miami is number 10, whereas Wisconsin is number 10 in the AP poll. And just like in the AP poll, Auburn is the only other ranked SEC team in the coaches poll. Auburn is number 21 in the coaches ranking. So that's where the rankings shape up. Of course, the LSU has 5 games remaining on its schedule, and 3 of those 5 games are against teams that are currently ranked in the top 10, Alabama, Texas A&M, and Florida. So certainly some big challenges ahead for the Tigers, but LSU does have an open date this week, and they'll get ready to face at the Alabama Crimson Tide on Saturday, November 14th at 5 p.m. right here in Tiger Stadium. So tonight here on LSU 60, we're going to be joined a little bit later by Cody Worsham. Cody is the digital media reporter for LSU Athletics. He is the host of the Hey Fightin' podcast that you can listen to on all of LSU's social media channels. And he produces so much great content for LSUsports.net and for all of LSU's social media platforms. So look forward to talking to Cody and get his thoughts on the first 5 games of the 2020 LSU football season. Then later we'll have a review of the Auburn game yesterday with some of the action with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, on the call. We'll have some highlights from yesterday's game with Auburn. Then a little bit later we'll be joined by Dennis Shaver. Coach Shaver now in his 17th season as the head coach of the LSU track and field program. You know, at the end of the 2020 indoor track season, when COVID-19 shut down the NCAA championships, LSU was number one in both the men's and women's track and field polls going in to that NCAA championship. So unfortunately, the season ended and the Tigers didn't have a chance to compete for a national title. But Coach Shaver had a great team last year on both the men's side and the women's side, and we're looking for a similar type of squad this coming season. So we'll talk to Coach Dennis Shaver about that. We'll also talk about yesterday's results in the SEC and look ahead to the coming week right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network as the Tigers getting set to face Alabama in a little less than 2 weeks. So stay with us. This is LSU 60. We're back after this timeout on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is, not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator, a fly on the wall, not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch, not in the home of more.
Latest on LSU athletics each Sunday night. This is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to LSU 60. We're brought to you live each week from the LSU Sports Radio Network Capital One Studios. We're right next door to Tiger Stadium. Capital One has reimagined banking, offering accounts with no fees or minimums. Capital One, the official bank and credit card of the NCAA, and LSU 60 is presented by TJ Ribs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. All right, let's go over to the phone line. We're joined now by Cody Worsham. Cody is the host of the Hey Fightin' podcast, also the creator of so much great content on lsusports.net and on the Tigers' social media platforms. Cody is our digital media reporter. Cody, good evening. How's everything going tonight?
Hey, Bill, doing well. Just stuffing my face with Halloween candy like most of the
of course.
Dads out there. So can't complain.
Absolutely. Well, Cody, you know, five games have been played by LSU. We're halfway through this 10-game SEC schedule. Of course, there's been a lot to digest, and the results naturally have been disappointing. But looking at it objectively, what stands out to you about the way these first five games have played out?
Yeah, Bill, it's a weird year, you know, with the schedule changes, with the COVID protocols and everything. It's just a weird year, and I think the fact that you're playing 10 SEC games, it almost feels like every week is its own season. That's kind of how LSU's played, too. You've kind of seen five different teams in all five games, and I think it's tough. I think it's tough to get continuity going. You don't have the non-conference games to shore up some things you need to work on. LSU really got lucky with the bye week. Additional bye week with Florida to kind of prep for South Carolina, and you could tell they needed it, and they didn't have that advantage this week with Auburn. And again, you could tell they needed it. I just think it's, you know, with the lack of prep coming into the season, this was always going to be a year that favored experienced teams. Mm-hmm. And LSU kind of, you know, losing 30-plus guys from last year, they're kind of on the short end of the stick of the experience factor this year. So that hasn't helped things at all.
You know, of course, yesterday's game was very difficult to watch for the most part. However, looking at some of the positives, I thought defensively, at least early in the game, LSU was showing great improvement And then, unfortunately, there was those the offensive turnovers started the game, caused the game to begin to unravel. But up until the early second quarter, when the Tigers had their first turnover, defensively, they were getting some stops against an Auburn offense.
Yeah, I mean, the defense put up a pretty good fight for the first 20 minutes or so, maybe a little bit more than that. I think they eventually just wore down. You know, this is a team that's short on scholarship numbers with all the guys they lost last year. You can only sign 25 every year, so the depth isn't where they want it to be. Guys have opted out, and so I think it's made it tough on the depth. And that was definitely the most improved. We've seen the defense early. The plan was better. The execution was better. But I think once the offense wasn't able to sustain drives and, of course, the turnovers and kind of given Auburn free points, I don't know if it broke the will of the defense. I don't know if it just wore the defense out, but you could see a real deflation, especially the two drives on either side of halftime, the end of the first half drive and then the start of the second half drive. I thought that's where Auburn really pulled away there. And, you saw some things early from the defense that if they could have sustained, would have made it for a much better game. But the offense struggling with a young quarterback and struggling getting push up front, and Auburn took advantage of it, and you got to give him credit to that.
Cody, we're hopeful that Miles Brennan will return as LSU's starting quarterback for the Alabama game. Of course, T.J. Finley stepped into a very difficult situation. It played brilliantly last week and went over South Carolina. Just ran into some tough situations in his first SEC road start yesterday. But your thoughts on Miles Brennan? I mean, he stepped into a spot following perhaps the greatest quarterback in LSU history in Joe Burrow. But Miles suffers the abdominal injury against Missouri, but plays the entire second half with that extremely painful injury. I think that showed both his character and his leadership, along with the fact he was having a great year statistically for the first three through the first three games.
Yeah, Miles has been very good. You know, he's gotten better every game that he's played, showed a lot of toughness against Missouri. I think he would have made a big difference last night. You know, TJ stepped in against South Carolina, executed the game plan almost to perfection. But now his tape was out, and Auburn was able to kind of see, okay, this is what LSU did against South Carolina. Let's take that away and see if they can do some other things. And just the pressure they generated up front made it very, very difficult on TJ. It would have made it difficult on really any quarterback. But I think that's where an experienced quarterback does make a difference. If you look at the numbers, Bill, Auburn got basically the same pressure that Mississippi State did, like statistically. But Miles was able to handle it a little bit better. Now, he wasn't great against he was good against Mississippi State, not great. But he was able to throw for 345 and, you know, three touchdowns, and because he could kind of handle that with 4 years of experience under his belt. For a first-year guy with not much of an offseason to prep for, that was a tough task. So, yeah, hopefully Miles gets healthy. He's a difference maker. He's tough. He's got a big arm. He can read the whole field. The whole playbook is at his disposal to where if you can't run the ball, well, he can still – get you some yardage in the passing game, where these young quarterbacks, you really have to have a running game to support them. So hopefully Miles is back soon, and because they're going to need him against Alabama. It's a good football team, and LSU needs all the firepower it can get.
Cody, your thoughts on some of the newcomers we've seen so far this season. One guy that stands out who I think has made a tremendous impact and will do so throughout his career here is tight end Eric Gilbert. Just your thoughts on the way that young man has performed and what he brings to the LSU offense.
Yeah, he's incredible, Bill. I mean, he's not a typical freshman, and the sky's the limit for him going forward. Again, I feel bad for these young guys. I mean, I feel bad for everybody. Just with obviously this situation affects everyone in all aspects of life. But for these young guys in football specifically, there's such a huge jump from high school to college. And the more prep you can get, the more summer workouts, the more spring sessions that you get, you see guys develop light years at a time. And Eric, fortunately, is ahead of schedule. Has made some big plays, but he's not the only one. You know, you got B.J. Ojulari, who's been LSU's best pass rusher. Eli Ricks is their leading interception guy. I mean, T.J. as a freshman has stepped in and performed pretty admirably. Some guys up front, Jaqueline Roy and Tommy Guillory, when he's been able to play. I mean, there's some real talent in this freshman class, and I think this year is going to be a huge, huge learning experience for them. They're the future, and I think that's really what the back half of the season is about. You've got to develop those young guys. You've got to get them as many reps as you can. You can't treat it like a practice or a spring session, obviously, because there's stuff on the line here with some big games coming up. But you got to get them as many snaps and key situations as you can, so that, you know, next year you're ready to to build off this year, and the year after that, you're able to build off that. So I think those guys they've been very good for LSU this year. You got to invest in them now and get the most out of them so that they're ready to go in the future too.
Cody, finally, just your thoughts on Alabama. LSU, of course, has the open date, so some extra time to prepare for Alabama, which is number two in the country, undefeated. Again, a prolific offense, but although they did shut out Mississippi State last night, prior to that game, they had given up some big yardage on defense. Your thoughts on Alabama, and what do you hope to see LSU do over these next 2 weeks to get ready for the Crimson Tide?
Yeah, you know, I think the week off is huge. You know, sometimes the bye week hasn't played an LSU's advantage. Then this year it does, especially with getting Miles healthy. That's the first thing. Miles is you want him to be healthy as close to 100% as possible, so that you have the full playbook at your disposal. And then, you know, that's probably your best bet is if Miles goes in there at Tiger Stadium, has a big game, gets Terrace Marshall involved, gets Eric Gilbert involved. You have to figure out a way to run the football. I don't think you can throw for 400 yards and win this game. I think you've got to be able to complement it with some running. And then I think, you know, Alabama's been so good offensively. Mac Jones has been phenomenal. And obviously, they're playmakers on the outside, Devontae Smith. And, you know, you could go on and on. Waddle's been out for him. He's out for the season. So that's one less threat LSU has to deal with. But, you know, Najee Harris, I mean, they're absolutely loaded. So I think defensively, got to do a little bit of what you did early against Auburn, where you don't get gashed in the running game on first down. And then in coverage, you know, you got to trust Stingley and Ricks to make some plays for you on the outside. That's the strength of your defense is your two corners. You put them on Bama's two best guys and hope they can make some plays and trust that they can make some plays. And then if you're able to generate some pressure around that, it's probably your best bet. It's not going to be an easy task. Alabama is the best team in the SEC right now. LSU struggling, but you know, crazier things have happened. It's a weird season, and Miles Brennan gets hot. They can put up some points.
All right, Cody. Well, we definitely appreciate your thoughts on the season thus far, and we'll look forward to the game coming up on November 14th. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, Bill. Thank you.
Cody Worsham, LSU Athletics digital media reporter. You can catch his Hey Fightin' podcast on all the LSU social media platforms. All right, stay with us. When we come back, Coach Dennis Shaver will join us. Coach Shaver, the leader of LSU's track and field program, will talk to Coach Shaver about what the last 8 months have been like for his program as they begin to prepare for the 2021 season. So we're back after this timeout right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
Gee, Sal, you trying to give away our location?
Sorry, Frankie.
Try walking like a gazelle.
I forgot. Why are we dressed up in Halloween costumes again? My antlers are poking through this hat.
Because, Sal, the lottery just put out the word on Halloween jumbo bucks. It's worth up to $30,000.
But, Frankie, what does that have to do with us?
Don't you get it? We're bucks. Thanks to the lottery, there's a $30,000 price tag on our heads.
Play Halloween jumbo bucks from the lottery. Win up to $30,000. Must be at least 21 to purchase.
Cavender's is more than a brand. It's our family name. We believe in dressing how you live and living how you dress. So it doesn't matter if you spend your days like this or like this. At Cavender's, you can expect handcrafted boots, perfectly shaped hats, and high-quality Western wear. Because that's what it takes to meet our family standard. Cavender's. Don't just wear it. Live it.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU Athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Hey! Here's a bit of wisdom from your Uncle Cooper. Tires exist on a spectrum. On one end, you got too much tire. On the other, you don't get enough. Both ends are rip-offs. You're either paying for more than you need or needing more even after you pay. So if you want a tire that costs what tires should cost and does what tires should do, go mwah, right for the sweet spot. Go with the Coopers.
Cooper!
Back with more LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Here again is your host, Bill Frankes.
Welcome back to LSU 60. We're brought to you tonight by TJ Rebs, the official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. LSU Athletics would like to thank yesterday's game sponsor, People's Health. People's Health wants you to know that it's Medicare time. Visit peopleshealth.com to shop Medicare plans and explore all of the great new benefits for 2021. All right, we're joined now here on LSU 60 by Coach Dennis Shaver. Coach Shaver in his 17th season as head coach of the LSU track and field program. Coach Shaver right here with us, live in the Capital One Bank studio. Coach, thanks so much for joining us tonight. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. Appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, you know, we were talking before we came on the air about the past 8 months. Back in March, you guys are preparing for the NCAA Indoor National Championships in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You have the number one ranked team on the men's side, the number one ranked team on the women's side, poised to compete for national championships. And then, of course, the announcement comes from the NCAA that all of its championships have been canceled due to COVID-19. That must have been a tremendous disappointment. And I know it's something that you guys as a staff have had to try to counsel your student athletes through.
Yeah, it's been and like what you just said, it was really unfortunate for our student athletes because we were there, and then we found out basically 12 hours prior to the championship starting, the first throw, the first jump, the first gun firing, that we weren't going to have it, and that was real disappointing. And then of course before we left Albuquerque, then we also found out that we weren't going to have an outdoor season. So it was kind of a double punch there. But I do have to say that I think it was the right decision. Unfortunately, at that point in time, there was a lot we didn't know, still things we don't know. But for the safety of our own athletes and so forth, I think it was a good decision. But boy, what a huge disappointment, not only for our coaching staff, who's done a tremendous job of assembling, Todd Lane, our recruiting coordinator, and all the coaches, the great job we've done at developing these kids, which brings to light that, we had quite a few seniors that were there that unfortunately are not going to have an opportunity to compete in their fourth NCAA indoor championship because of some of the rulings by the NCAA, at least at this point. But fortunately, they all decided to return, and
that's great.
And the great thing is we'll have a solid group of athletes as we move indoors. We're going to miss those seniors, but then as we move outdoors, the squad, obviously is going to be very strong and represent us really well. I think that going back to that NCAA indoor, I just want to make one point. That was the first time in the history of the NCAA indoor that the same institution had the number one ranked teams in that championship.
Yeah.
So we don't want to take anything away from the great job they did during the regular season in preparation for that championship in New Mexico. So it was a great time. We had a great indoor season, but unfortunately it got cut short.
Also want to mention, before we move on, that Dennis Shaver was named the National Women's Coach of the Year in 2020. You're the third time you've been named National Coach of the Year, Coach, and congratulations on that honor.
Well, thank you, and I think that's just a great tribute to the staff and certainly to, all the support people that help us be successful, from the trainers, the managers, and then, of course, the athletes, because without them, obviously, none of those awards would be possible. But, it was pretty exciting, we have just a tremendous group of young women and young men, and for us to receive that kind of notoriety in our sport and for our institution, I think is a great tribute to them.
So focus now turns to this coming season. Do you guys have an idea yet of what the schedule may look like? Or I imagine some of that's still being decided.
Yeah, it is. It really is. But I will have to say that all of the head coach of the SEC schools, we've had numerous Zoom calls. I didn't even know Zoom existed until this year. But now we're pretty much experts at doing it. The bottom line is that what we have proposed, which is up for, I think, approval here in the next couple weeks, at least the way things are today, because we prepared for kind of the worst case scenario, quite honestly, which would include just running against SEC schools. We're fortunate that in the SEC we have Arkansas, South Carolina, and Texas A&M have really good indoor bank track facilities, and that gives us an opportunity to rotate around to those institutions and compete. I think you're looking at probably four teams, at those meets, four and five maybe to get us up to where we need to be on the indoor squad. So that's kind of what we're planning now. I think one of the reasons that we're looking at that is for the safety of our athletes and, of course, the great job that our commissioner and our medical people have done in advising us and the testing protocols that we have. It's just best that we stay within our own conference. And then, of course, you know, we'll have the championship meet, hopefully the NCAA championship meet later on this year, which will be hosted in March at the University of Arkansas. So okay. we're looking forward to both our conference and our national meet being in Fayetteville.
Before we talk more about your returning student athletes and the upcoming season, I want to talk a little bit about former Tiger Mondo Duplantis. All he's done over the last month or so, it was back in September, he set the world record in the pole vault outdoors. He already held the world record in the pole vault indoors. Now he holds both world records, Coach. I know that's just an amazing accomplishment.
Well, it's just unreal. Yeah. I mean, this sport's been around for a long, long time. Yeah. And you know, we were just so lucky that the Duplantis family, you know, the commitment they made to us and Mondo coming, you know, obviously, and competing for our team, which allowed our men that particular year. We're the defending SEC outdoor champions from 2 years ago.
That's right.
And it went down to Mondo, to be real honest with you. We needed him to win to be able to win that championship. And, of course, he won the pole vault. But, you know, it's a great tribute to the Mondo Duplantis family and the support he gets. He's a tremendous athlete. He's a great guy to be around, and he's purple and gold all through and through, just like his parents were when they competed here for us also. So, you know, I can't even say I was surprised that Mondo did what he did. He was on such a roll. Yeah. And the amazing thing is that he was able to, you know, stay healthy, avoid COVID, travel around the world, you know, and be able to accomplish that. But it was just awesome, and we couldn't be more proud. And of course, he'll be out here training probably this next week, getting ready for the Olympic Games, hopefully in Tokyo.
Well, that brings up my next question. Before we go to break, I want to ask you about the Olympics. Of course, they were scheduled to be held this summer. This past summer in Tokyo were postponed by a year, so we're hopeful they will take place in the summer of 2021. How does that affect athletes like Mondo in their training?
Well, I think it has an impact. I mean, obviously, you know, the biggest issue is you're preparing, but you're not sure it's going to happen, you know? And so I think the mindset that even some of the athletes that are on our team this year, you know, are going to make their respective Olympic teams, you know, whether it be Great Britain, USA, Javon Harrison is a threat to not only long jump, but also high jump. I mean, you know, he's that kind of an athlete, NCAA champion in both those events. So as a returner, so you know, you throw him in there and you throw Mondo in there, Amber Anning, who's a great 400 meter runner, is having a great fall training right now, and we're really fortunate too, Bill, we're able to you know, pretty much we made some with Buschek Snyder and of course Shelley and everybody, we've been able to make the necessary adjustments to where we can keep our group small, but we can still you know, do the majority of what we normally do. It's just done in a different way. But I think our fall training's gone well. Our student athletes, I think, have followed the guidelines, the best we can expect 18, 19, and 20-year-olds to follow the guidelines. Sometimes the social distancing, you know, is an issue. But overall, We've stayed COVID free. And I just have to say that, you know, that the plan that was put in place by Shelley and the medical people, and then of course it's all on the responsibility of the student athletes. And I think in all honesty, you know, they didn't get a chance to compete last year, indoors nationals or outdoors. And so they know what's at stake right now. For them to have an opportunity. So we're just hoping and praying everybody just stays healthy and COVID-free, and we move forward on a daily basis.
We're talking with LSU track and field coach Dennis Shaver here on LSU 60. Stay with us. We'll be back with more with Coach Shaver right after this timeout on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
LSU fans, show your pride with real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place real Tiger fans go, lsushop.net.
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier, sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
When the ground shifts beneath you, you can run or you can stand firm. At LSU, our stand is rock solid. Our blood runs hot, even as our heads stay cool. Because now is a pivotal moment in the fight for our future. And we refuse to back down when the world needs solutions. LSU, fierce for the future.
Can't just watch. Basically impossible, roundly implausible, to enter the gates of the SEC and be a faint spectator? A fly on the wall? Not at all. Excuse yourself to lose yourself in something bigger. The traditions, the superstitions, the fight song in every rendition. You can't just watch. Not in the home of more.
Every Sunday night, it's 60 minutes of all things LSU. This is LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to LSU 60, presented by TJ Ribs, official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. And Tiger fans, you can take a selfie with Mike the Tiger and show your LSU pride at cox.com/Tigers. We're rejoined here in the Capital One Bank studios by LSU track and field coach Dennis Shaver. And Coach Shaver, you mentioned in the first segment that all of your seniors have returned from last season. They were given that option to come back. And we don't know for sure if they'll all be able to compete in the indoor season, but they definitely will be here for the outdoor season. And then overall, your team last year had 21 All-Americans, and they're all back this year. So I know that's something you're very excited about.
Oh, yeah, we are. And quite honestly, I think the surprising thing in a way for us was just how well they took care of themselves, because, you know, when March came around, you know, they all disappeared. And there's a lot of months there that normally we're training all the way through, you know, the month of June, and some kids all the way through the summer. But, you know, most of them stayed and took really good care of themselves and returned. And we're very fortunate because we didn't have anybody that left us. I think without a doubt, the unfinished business by that group and the leadership that they provide us this last year has carried right over into this year. So we're very fortunate to have them all back and look forward to seeing how they perform. As you mentioned, we're a little discouraged that they can't line up and run during the indoor season, but certainly they're taking it serious and getting themselves prepared for you know, training some during the indoor and then of course competing outdoors.
You mentioned in the last segment, Javon Harrison. This young man is one of the best in the world at both the long jump and the high jump. Now, how rare is that to be so at an elite level in those two events.
Well, it is rare.
Yeah.
He's the only person that's ever won those two events at an NCAA Outdoor Championship, you know, which he did a little over a year ago. So, you know, he's unique, but he's a great young man. And, you know, I always like to say, you know, we pulled him out of the state of Alabama and brought him here to LSU. That's always a plus from my standpoint. He's really grown a lot, Bill, over the last, 16, 18 months. Mm-hmm. He's having another really good fall. I think he knows what's at stake. He's a young man that could actually make the Olympic team for the United States. So, you know, that's the way it is. And he has not only this year, but he'll also have next year should he decide to return. So I'm hoping for not another Mondo Duplantis situation where we lose Javon, but we're going to be really happy for him if things continue to improve for him. So, and the other thing, too, about, you know, Mondo, just as we mentioned him, you know, the great thing about Mondo is that, you know, he's going to be back here. He's going to be going to school working on that degree also as next semester rolls around. So we're really happy with that decision that he's made, too.
On the women's team, Tonia Marshall stands out, again, as one of the best sprinters in the world. 60-meter hurdles, mm-hmm. Of course, was her specialty last indoor season, All-American and SEC champion, and she's back for her senior year, which will be a huge boost.
Yeah, she was really on target. I was so impressed with her. The improvement that she made from her sophomore to her junior year was just phenomenal. And, you know, she's a student of the sport and really a student of hurdling. And, you know, there's days at practice when we have certain things structured for practice, and she even comes up with suggestions sometimes with, I think, you know, when you have that kind of relationship with a student athlete, she knows her body, knows pretty much what she needs to do to continue to improve. She's driven, and she's very, very confident. And we're really fortunate that she's back. And from the standpoint, I really felt like when we were in New Mexico last year, I thought she would probably, you know, she set a school record, but I really thought she would break the collegiate record. And keeping in mind those collegiate records that are held right now are held by Olympic athletes. So that kind of tells you a little bit about how much she has progressed from the time that she was a senior in high school throughout our program.
Coach, anyone else that really stands out, do you think it can make a huge impact this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, Ravon Gray, he was the defending NCAA indoor champion of a couple years ago, and of course he'll have an outdoor season. Ravon is another great leader of our jump group. And then, of course, we've got a lot of sprint people back. I think that Tyler Terry in the 400 meters, we've got him for indoor and outdoor. Raymond Cabet, we've got back for indoor and outdoor because they redshirted throughout their career indoors, and that's why they've got that additional indoor and outdoor for us, and that's really important. I think, too, that some of our newcomers are really going to have an impact, too. We've had a couple 3 transfers that have come in as a result of various different schools making the decision not to bring their seniors back. Okay. And so I think in our throws group is really kind of beefed up a little bit as a result of that. We had a young man transfer that was at the NCAA indoor last year, transfer from Minnesota, and he's having a great fall in the weight throw and the hammer throw. So my thing is, I think that we have, without a doubt, when you look at our total team, you know, I'm a team guy. Mm-hmm. I want to score in all the event areas. Yep. And I think with Coach Houston Franks and what he's done with our middle distance group coming off a really good performance this last weekend, last Friday at the SEC Cross Country Championship, Katie Ann McDonald was our number one runner, and she's really an 800-meter person, but yet she was right up there in the mix in cross country at six kilometers. So I think at the end of the day, we've got a well-rounded track team in all the event areas. And so we're really excited. And I know the coaches are, because it's always great to see every coach contributing, you know, in their event area and scoring points in those championship meets. So it's not going to be easy, but I certainly feel like that we've got the right people to make it all happen for LSU and the Tigers this year.
Coach Dennis Schaefer, 2020 National Coach of the Year. His teams were ranked number one at the end of last season, and they're all back. All the great student-athletes are back this year, so we're looking forward to a fantastic 2021 season. Coach Schaefer, thanks so much for joining us tonight, and best of luck.
Appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
All right, Coach Dennis Schaefer with us here on LSU 60. When we come back, we'll have another special guest. Coach Greg McMahon, LSU football special teams coach, will join us after this timeout on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Clint. I started as a service clerk at Rouse's, and now I'm the VP of operations. If you're looking for a career instead of a job, come grow with us. There's a future for you here. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
All right, folks, come on, y'all ready to party? Give it up, clear the floor, and give way to the big money game from the lottery. Let's hear it for the big man, $200,000 big spender, and $100,000 big win. Pay attention, y'all. Coming on down is $20,000 big deal, followed by $10,000 big bucks.
Make it a big night with all four tickets. You could win up to $200,000.
Remember, you must be at least 21 to purchase.
If this year has taught us anything, it's we can all do more than we ever thought possible. That compassion can persevere through the greatest challenge, and that ingenuity and excellence can transform us forever. At Our Lady of the Lake, we see each person, never simply the patient, because health is a human experience. Our Lady of the Lake, the official healthcare provider of LSU Athletics.
Discover a place where legends are made, where ordinary checks itself at the door, and unforgettable experiences are around every corner. Discover L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Unique dining, the hottest games, and the coolest rooftop pool around. Make your moment legendary at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Exit at Bluebonnet off I-10. See My Choice Center for details. Must be 21 Winter Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
People's Health is your Medicare health team, and People's Health is proud to sponsor your LSU Tiger teams. People's Health knows that when it comes to healthcare, what works is teamwork. Every People's Health Plan member is backed by a Medicare health team of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and other health professionals. Whatever your health goals, our team's goal is to help you enjoy the best health possible. So compare your Medicare coverage to a People's Health Medicare Advantage plan. Call for your free information kit. People's Health is the official health plan of LSU Athletics.
I'm Mark. I started as a local chef, came into the deli department at Rouse's, and now I'm a store director. So if you're in the restaurant or hospitality business and you're looking for a career change, come grow with us at Rouse's. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
The latest on LSU athletics, each Sunday night. This is LSU 60 from the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Fans, you can download the LSU mobile app and show us how you go with Tabasco using hashtag Tabasco Tigers for a chance to win a $100 gift card to the Tabasco Country Store. Tabasco sauce, the number one pick of the LSU Tigers. Go Tigers. And now we're joined by LSU special teams coordinator, Coach Greg McMahon. Coach McMahon, thank you for joining us tonight to spend a few minutes with us here on LSU 60. How's everything going tonight?
Very well. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure. It's our pleasure, Coach. I got to ask you first because I've followed LSU football for a long time, and to see a kickoff return for a touchdown in Tiger Stadium last week by Trey Palmer was huge. The first one since 1981. I know that to have a team execute a kickoff return in that fashion was huge for you guys.
It really was. It was a Coach talks all the time about big plays fuel emotion, and that was just a fun play.
Yeah.
And Trey Palmer's so explosive. I mean, he's the fastest guy on our team, or one of them anyway. And the guys just believe in him. And when he touches the ball, they really do a great job to try to finish with effort and finish and just get him going really. And so that was a very fun play.
You know, yesterday's game. Trey almost did it again. He broke one, and just that last guy tripped him up. But it's evident he is a tremendous threat anytime he touches the football.
He really is. And, when you get a player like that, the other 10 guys out there, they just They just believe that he can make a play. And so they really buy in. They try to do their jobs to the best of their ability, and they know that by him touching the ball, he's got a chance to create a big play for us. So just really proud of that whole unit, and those guys have really done a nice job, and have had high production for us through five games.
Absolutely. Another guy who's had great production for you is your place kicker, Cade York. He's been phenomenal. You know, he stepped into a difficult situation last year trying to step in for Cole Tracy. Cole Tracy, of course, was tremendous in 2018, but Cade stepped in as a freshman, did a great job during the national championship season. He's done it again this year. 50-yard field goal yesterday. What makes him so special, Coach?
Well, I really appreciate the question, number one, and he did do a great job last year. I mean, here's a guy who's a true freshman that comes in on a great football team, and just kind of did his job, kind of stayed below the radar, and had really high production on a great team. And you know, the thing that makes him so good is he just has a great work ethic, and he has a confidence about himself. He's a taskmaster. I mean, he studies his craft. He's a very knowledgeable guy. If he misses a kick, he knows why. Just Saturday game, you know, we tried the 54-yarder, and man, he nailed it, but he was just a bit right.
Yeah.
And then he comes in right before the half on the 51-yarder, and bam, he corrects the mistake. And that's where I think he does a nice job. And, you know, the things that go, maybe I notice sometimes are, you know, Quentin Skinner, who's our freshman snapper, he's played lights out this year.
Mm-hmm.
And Zach Von Rosenberg has done a really nice job holding, and so the guys are protected. But Cade's done a nice job, and hopefully he continues to do that.
You mentioned Zach Von Rosenberg, who, of course, is the holder for place kicks, but he's also your punter, and I would argue he's the best punter in the country. Yeah. I think that the young man is phenomenal. It's hard to call him a young man because he's a little older, but I think he's done a phenomenal job for y'all throughout his career.
Yeah, he really has, and, you know, he's a local guy that started out in baseball and then went to football, and really was kind of a guy without a position. When Coach took over, you know, he was playing tight end really hadn't done much punting and stuff. And then, you know, over the last few years, he's just really done a great job. He's a hard worker. He's very, you know, certainly not just age-wise, but you know, he's very mature. He's very very focused on his craft. And he just has a calmness about him, and he brings a calmness to the room. And I just have a lot of respect for him as a person and certainly with his ability.
LSU Special Teams Coordinator Greg McMahon with us here on LSU 60. Coach, real quick before we let you go, open date this week. Talk about the focus of the staff during an open date and how you use that time not only to prepare for the next game, but also perhaps to take care of some other tasks like recruiting.
Yes, like a lot of professions, but our profession is a profession without a finish line. And so it never finishes. It just continues to go. And, you know, Coach Orgeron's a tremendous leader. He's got, he always has a plan. And so we certainly, it's obvious we have things to get fixed, and we will. Coach does a great job. We stick together as a staff and as a team. And so we've got to get some things fixed on all three phases, you know, special teams, offense, defense. And so we'll continue to work on that, get ready for our upcoming opponent. And then recruiting never ends. And
right.
Coach Orgeron's relentless with that. So we went right into it today, and we'll go about it again all week. So we got a lot of work to do, as we all know.
All right, Coach. Well, again, thank you so much for taking some time to spend with us. We really appreciate it, and we look forward to these final five games, the second half of the season.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate the phone call. Take care.
All right, take care. Thanks, Coach. Coach Greg McMahon, LSU Special Teams Coordinator, with us here on LSU 60. All right, stay with us. When we come back, we'll talk SEC football, look at the past week's results, look ahead to the schedule coming up. That's right after this on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
If SEC football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM SEC Radio is where you need to be. We're talking conference and team preview, live games, news and analysis from experts like Chris Doering and Aaron Murray, coaches shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside SEC football and do it for free. Listen on your phone, online, and at home with the free SiriusXM trial. Start listening at SiriusXM.com/SECSXM.
Hey, Tiger fans, LSU wants to remind you to defend the spread by masking up. The best defense against the spread is in your face coverage. Remember to wear your mask in public. Here are some quick and easy steps to stay well. Always wash your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Avoid touching your face. Clean and disinfect objects or surfaces around you. And stay home if you are feeling sick. Thank you for doing your part. One team, one heartbeat. Go Tigers!
Whatever you bring, bring more. Whatever you personally bring to the SEC table, bring more. Get up earlier. Sing and yell and stomp louder. Enough never is. Not here. Between the magnolias and the azaleas, legends and lore regale us, downright implore us. Bring everything you got, and then bring more.
LSU fans, show your pride with Real Tigers gear from the official online store of LSU Athletics, lsushop.net. You'll find everything a Tiger fan needs, including jerseys, jackets, polos, t-shirts, hats, and more. With an awesome selection of more than 4,100 products, including official team merchandise from Nike. When it comes to team pride, there's only one place Real Tiger fans go. lsushop.net.
Every Sunday night, it's 60 minutes of all things LSU. This is LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Fans, don't miss Inside LSU Football with Ed Ogeron, presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors every week on the LSU Sports Television Network. Inside LSU Football airs on Sunday nights at 10:35 p.m. on WBRC, Channel 2 in Baton Rouge. Check local listings for the LSU Sports Television Network affiliate in your area. This is LSU 60, presented by TJ Rebs, official barbecue restaurant of LSU Athletics. Time now to take a quick look at yesterday's SEC football results. Yesterday in Lexington, Kentucky, number 5, Georgia, with a 14-3 win over Kentucky. Georgia is now 4-1 on the year. Kentucky drops to 2-4. Stetson Bennett threw for 131 yards. Zamir White, their outstanding running back, had 136 rushing yards to lead Georgia to the victory over Kentucky. Meanwhile, in Nashville yesterday, Ole Miss got a victory. The Rebels now 2-4 on the season. A big offensive effort for quarterback Matt Corral. Ole Miss defeats Vanderbilt 54-21. Vanderbilt drops to 0-4 on the year. Corral threw for 412 yards and 6 touchdowns as Ole Miss gets the victory over Vanderbilt in Nashville. Meanwhile, Alabama, ranked number 2 in the nation, is now 6-0 on the year. The Crimson Tide blank Mississippi State 41-0. Mississippi State now 1-4 this season. Mac Jones, another big day as the Bama quarterback threw for 291 yards. Deontay Smith had 203 yards receiving, including 4 touchdown receptions, and Najee Harris ran for 119 yards to lead Alabama to victory. Texas A&M, ranked number 8 in the country, improved to 4-1 on the year. The Aggies defeated Arkansas 42-31. Arkansas drops to 2-3 with the loss. Kellen Mond had a very efficient day for the Aggies. The quarterback threw for 260 yards in leading Texas A&M to the win. And yesterday or last night in Gainesville, Florida, which had had 2 weeks off because of the COVID-19 outbreak within its football program, the Gators finally got back on the field yesterday in Gainesville. And number 10, Florida, which has now moved up to number 8 in the polls, Florida defeated Missouri 41-17. The Gators are 3-1 on the year. Missouri drops to 2-3. Kyle Trask, a big day for the Florida quarterback. He threw for 345 yards as the Gators get the win. And now looking ahead to this week's schedule, just four games on tap in the SEC this weekend. The big one will be the battle for the SEC East, the winner likely to be the SEC East representative in the SEC Championship game. It'll be Florida versus Georgia in Jacksonville, Florida. The annual game between the rivals, it'll kick off at 2:30 Central Time, and the game will be televised on CBS. That's Florida versus Georgia in Jacksonville, Florida number 8 and Georgia number 5 going into that contest. Also on Saturday at 3 o'clock, Vanderbilt will be at Mississippi State on the SEC Network. At 6 o'clock, Texas A&M, ranked as high as number 7 in the country now, will be at South Carolina on ESPN. And at 6:30 on Saturday, Tennessee will be at Arkansas on the SEC Network. All right, stay with us here on LSU 60. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show and tell you what's coming up right here on the LSU Sports Radio Network.
Support your LSU Tigers with Hancock Whitney, the official bank of LSU athletics. From game day to the offseason, Hancock Whitney LSU credit and debit cards are a big win for any Tiger fan. Want to get your paws on these cards? Well, apply online or visit HancockWhitney.com/LSU. Hancock Whitney Bank, member FDIC. All accounts subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions may apply.
Hi, I'm Clint. I started as a service clerk at Rouse's, and now I'm the VP of operations. If you're looking for a career instead of a job, come grow with us. There's a future for you here. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
What does Julie, who runs a thriving local business, have in common with a starting quarterback? They both know how to hustle. As a small business owner, you rise before the sun and push till well after it sets. Outpace and defy expectations. Every QB needs a great team. UPS is here to support the hustle with tools and expert advice to help you be unstoppable. Visit ups.com/pivot for details. UPS, the official logistics partner of LSU Athletics.
Here in Louisiana, we're all about flavor and football. And as a proud partner of LSU Athletics, Louisiana Fish Fry brings all the crispy, golden, delicious game time flavor y'all need. So when you're rooting for our national champion Tigers, sink your claws into our breadings, boils, sauces, and more. Because y'all deserve to tackle your taste buds with the very best from Louisiana Fish Fry.
This football season, Toyota is bringing the tailgate to you. Enter the Toyota Tailgate to Go sweepstakes for a chance to win an at-home tailgate party. The ultimate at-home tailgate includes food and drink delivered from a local restaurant and a tailgate to go party pack with game day essentials. Plus, you can pick a lucky friend to have the same experience delivered to their home. That's right, win one, give one. For complete rules and to register, visit toyotatailgatetogo.com or text touchdown to 22454. Toyota is a proud sponsor of LSU Athletics.
I'm Mark. I started as a local chef, came into the deli department at Rouse's, and now I'm a store director. So if you're in the restaurant or hospitality business and you're looking for a career change, come grow with us at Rouse's. You can apply online right now or at any Rouse's market. We'll give you everything you need to succeed.
Back with more LSU 60 on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Here again is your host, Bill Frankes.
Fans, when the Tigers win. You can enter promo code LSU50 the Monday after an LSU football win to receive 50% off your online order at PapaJohns.com. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's. And Hollingsworth Richards Ford on Florida Boulevard proudly supports the LSU Tigers. Remember, you always get your money's worth at Hollingsworth Richards Ford. Of course, the Tigers with an open date this week. Next game will be right here in Tiger Stadium on Saturday, November 14th, LSU versus Alabama. Kickoff will be at 5 p.m. from Death Valley, so we'll look forward to that game coming up in just under 2 weeks. Meanwhile, this week, there's still activity. Coach Ogeral will have his press conference tomorrow, his weekly Monday press conference, though this is an open date. He will have a press conference tomorrow at 12:30 p.m., and you can check it out on lsusports.net/live. You can also watch it on Facebook, on Twitter, and on YouTube. So Coach O will have his weekly press conference tomorrow at 12:30 Central Time. Check it out on the LSU website or on the LSU social media channels. Coach O will also have his weekly radio show this Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central Time, the Coach Ed Ogeron Show, presented by Hancock Whitney. Show hosted by the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, as the Tigers, or Coach O and Chris, will look ahead to this week's Alabama game. So, for producer Jeff Palermo, this is Bill Frankes saying thank you and good night from the Capital One Bank Studios right next door to Tiger Stadium here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. This has been an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network.
You've been listening to LSU 60. Join us again next week for the latest on LSU athletics. LSU 60 is an exclusive presentation of the LSU Sports Radio Network, a division of LSU SB and Outfront Sports.